returned. So, when we last left off, A and Cecily were being quickly dragged out of the hiding spot in the forest into the opening where the door is by members of the Covenant Red.
Can Cecily grab the fake keys?
Is she getting grabbed?
I hadn't handed them off, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she hadn't handed them off just yet. So I will say both of you can roll an act under pressure to see if that it can work out. But I want you to both to do it at a minus two, not just a minus one, because of what happened.
How do I do that again properly?
If you just roll, we can just subtract the two. It's fine.
Okay. I'm like, I'll do meth.
It's fine.
Oh no.
It's fine.
Mixed success.
So technically, that's two mixed successes.
That's still two mixed successes?
That's true, yeah. Andy did add the minus two to his.
Yeah, I know. I see it.
And you could just subtract it from mine. Yeah.
With the two mixed successes, I'm going to say that you only are able to grab a few. So the pass-off was not complete.
Okay.
All right. So you are dragged into the opening where Martin will step forward and just kind of lean down a little bit and go, oh, so that's where you were hiding.
Cecily's like, oh, God, I'm so happy you found me.
Raises an eyebrow.
She's like, yeah, I just am so happy that I'm finally close enough to what? She punches him.
Sure, go ahead and roll to kick some ass with a minus three because you are currently on the ground.
Oh, no.
It's still possible. It's still possible.
Oh, Lord.
Holy shit.
I told you it's still.
Oh, and that's with. Wow.
I told you it's still possible.
Boy, do you kick his ass. Holy shit. Have the advanced?
Do you have the advanced kick some ass? Or no?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
Oh, damn.
Here's the thing, though. I'm just going to shift it a little bit. I'm still going to let you do what you did, of course. I'm not going to take that away from you. That would be a bitch move for me to do. Here's how I imagine that happening. You immediately try to distract, and you, of course, wham, you do kick him square in the face. And he will fall backwards. But then, of course, this strange, like, magic just wraps around you and holds you down, which will, of course, be the other individual. Who is actually kind of chuckling a little bit. Ramona, that's her name. Ramona just kind of chuckles a little bit as Martin is rubbing his face and kind of like just growling towards you a little bit.
I'm there next to Cecily, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You both got dragged into the same area.
I turn to Cecily and go, oh, good shot.
She's like, thank you.
So I suppose this means that you're of no use to us then. And that's when you just see blades just kind of like come up from the ground around you both.
Cecily's like, I have these.
Looks towards your hand. Go ahead and roll a manipulate someone with a minus one because of the scene.
Oh, okay. As long as it's minus one.
Yeah, this time it's not that bad. Mm-hmm.
Manipulate.
That's still a mix.
Okay.
A mix success. Ramona will look at it and just raise an eyebrow. Not fully convinced that these are the correct keys. Because with manipulate someone, you're going to have to show that you do mean that that is what it is. So she tilts her head a bit. And how can you prove that these are the keys? I can't just take your word for it. You just tried to manipulate my friend over here and then kneed him in the face.
Cecily's
like, how far did they drag them away from the rest of the group? How far are we?
Not too far, so you can hear the conversation.
Can I try something, Cecily?
Cecily's like, I'll give you one. You take it back to Lilith and have her verify. And you let him go. And she nods towards A.
Well, that won't do. Absolutely not.
Okay, he's gonna look to Belle and Lorelai to say, "I am so sorry for what to do." Oh, and he runs out. Cecily, throw me the keys.
Cecily will chuck the keys.
Your arms are tied because of the magic force, so there's nothing you can do to toss them.
No, she's like she wiggles in the air with her
razor. He's trying to sell it.
Martin will look over towards you and then immediately grab his hand up, and you just see the stone around you just kind of like lift up and try to grab at you. Go ahead and roll an act under pressure for me with a minus one.
Oh, he's got earthbending.
Great, he's an earthbender. Holy fuck.
So with that happening, could I see the door that they were around?
You can see the door. I will allow that.
Okay, and they're obviously their backs are to it. They're not facing it.
Their backs are to it, but there are members of the coven that are watching over it.
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. So it's a mixed success?
Mm-hmm.
So I will grant you a hard choice. You can either allow it to grab you, and you'll be part of this, but it's enough to convince.
That's the whole point, is I'm trying to convince him it was the real keys.
However... So. This, of course, will put you all at risk in a different way. Or you can get away and your friends will be more at risk, but it will also be convincing, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's where we're trying to convince them those are the real keys.
Right. So here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the big decision you have to make. Are you going to allow the bigger risk to now be on your friends, or will you be included to minimize the risk?
I am gonna. I think Iggy will trust Nada Bell's back. That between Belle and Lorelai, that's enough brain cells to help us from the rest of us.
All right. So you allow
at this point. A, Cecily and Iggy kind of share one at the same time.
You gotta toss the brain cell around. Gotta toss the brain cell. All right. So you've tossed the brain cell as you are captured into this kind of like stone. Like enclosure that kind of just melts around you and holds you in place. Your arms can't move, your legs can't move, you are trapped. You will not be able to use any sort of magic or fly or jump. As he just kind of like glares towards you. And there's three. Where's the fourth one?
What's holding me down exactly?
Two forms of magic. What pulled you that way was some sort of like plant magic, and then of course when Ramona's friend was beamed in the face, Ramona's magic which kind of wrapped around you. This one is a strange kind of psychic magic that is holding you in place.
Just curious.
Yeah. Ramona will. Oh. Look towards Martin, and Martin just kind of shrugs. Well, we definitely can't separate. That's probably could be part of their plan, even if these are real. We need all of the keys. So whether it's fake or not, it's starting to be a question. And he looks towards everybody and then turns towards her. She shrugs. Perhaps we can call Lilith here. And he just shrugs. I don't know if she will be willing. She shrugs back. It's possible. I wouldn't put it past her. I mean, we did collect all of them except for one. Of course, unaware that Annabelle has now joined the team.
And I'm hoping that puts us at a slight advantage.
She sits quietly to herself. Laura, can you think of anything?
I love that so much. What do we do? I put full faith in the girls. Shit, what do we do?
Well, listen, it's because she's been around these people. Absolutely. She, you know, the people that are now all trapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The Covenant Red does not play around 100%.
Yeah, that's why she's like, shit, what do we do?
Your friends are at high risk currently.
Yeah.
What are Amy and the rest of the group doing? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't hear what Lorelai's doing, so.
Yeah.
Amy's with them. Yeah. So Amy is being silent.
That's why she looked to Lorelai. She's like, what do we do?
Amy just looks between you two.
What does Lorelai do?
Lorelai looks between, it's over on in, Orion's still with us?
No, they've left.
They left.
They had to go check on the Fae because people were in, the Fae were in danger. Okay, you think I'm going to grant you the same lifeline twice, you silly goob?
Okay, so Lorelai looks at Amy straight up, and she goes, how many Hellspawn can we have to help cause mischief?
Well, currently, I believe they're all gallivanting about at A's request prior to this. So the answer is none.
Okay.
You need to get the boys and Cecily out of that.
All right, how?
Well, they don't know that. This one, she points to Annabelle, it's back.
Mm-hmm.
We can use this to our advantage. And I'm just pulling shit out of my ass at this point.
It's good. It's...
No, right, yeah, of course.
When has this group not pulled shit out of their ass? What do you mean? Yeah. This is the fuck around and find out group. What do you mean?
Annabelle's here for it. She's like, yeah, what can I do?
Didn't we have a dancing monkey at one point? I mean, Jesus.
Iggy's idea.
Yeah.
And you turned my fear monster into a fucking T-Rex even though it was a salamander? Shit.
Yep.
Huh?
Anyway. Long story, I'll explain it later.
Don't worry about it. It just means I'm not allowed to have nice things as a dungeon master. It's fine.
Not here. Okay.
So we have Hellspawn, and we have...
We don't have Hellspawn.
No, we don't.
No.
I thought you said...
She's pointing at Amy. Amy's the Hellspawn.
Oh, I'm the Hellspawn. Got it.
So we got the Hellspawn, we have Werewolf, and then we have Celestial... chosen over here.
That sounds like a really bad joke that you're like setting up for.
Are we going to walk into a bar?
God damn it.
Thank you. Oh my god.
I have some jokes I've learned.
No, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
What?
We can use the bar in hell. Trick them into going in there.
We would need the coin, I think, that A possesses, but he's currently tied up at the moment.
That's a good one, too.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Lorelai will summon Soleil.
Soleil will come out and just look up towards you.
I know I'm probably going to have to roll for this because I had to do this yesterday for another Fae trick.
Sure.
She looks at Soleil, and she says, very subtly, I need you to get that coin from A, but by going unnoticed.
Ooh. All right.
However, she looks to the girls. If this fails, we're going to need a really big diversion. Because as far as they are aware, they think that they have the key. Those keys are real.
Okay. Well, okay, if it doesn't work, I could teleport with, you know, the bright circle that will definitely get their attention. Something they weren't expecting. And you keep the real keys on you, and I'll take the rest of the fake keys that I have here to distract them.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, you know, in case yours doesn't work.
I'm sorry, I need to say this because the image in my head was just you with the keys going jingle, 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 jingle.
Yeah, exactly. She is doing that. She's like shaking them in her hand.
She's nervous,
waking
No, it's great. It's fantastic. And that's why I stopped the music because I needed to be upfront with you. The imagery I had was wow, beautiful.
Just
anyway.
Markiplier. Jingle, jingle.
Jingle, 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 jingle. Look. Jingle, jingle, jingle. All right. So, Here's what I'm going to need for you, Lore. I need Soleil, using your stats. I need you to roll. What stats is Soleil going to have? I need you to roll. Actually, what's your current luck at?
My current luck is at 2.
So you've used 2 luck points?
Yes.
I'd like you to make a luck roll with that +1. So you're just going to roll 2d6. And you're going to put that 1 luck point to it. One you have remaining. 2d6.
I have a dozen well. There it is. Okay. I think I did it right.
Nice.
Okay, +1, so it's 11.
11. Easy enough. Okay. You see Soleil kind of sneak using your luck. We're going to use that. So as Soleil just kind of sneaks away, the light of her kind of aura just dims slightly as she's moving a bit slower, more cautiously. You do sense something moving, but you cannot see her because of the way you are facing. You feel something move towards your pocket.
Oh no, that's right.
Well, like, so I had to use 2 Fae to capture a pixie yesterday.
Yeah.
So sweet. She's reaching into my pocket.
What?
I think they're using their powers to reach into my pocket. What they're searching for. The gig might be out.
You feel something being pulled out of your pocket.
What are they pulling?
I don't know. Please don't be a key. Obviously not a
key. You don't have any of the keys, I don't think.
No, don't I have the real ones?
Oh, you do have some of the real keys. That's correct.
Why did we split up the keys?
Well, because if one person's captured, then, you know, you don't get all the keys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, Lorelai, you'll peek through the bridges and you'll see tiny little Soleil holding a big ass coin and pulling it out of the pocket.
Holy shit, it works.
Is that a pixie in your pocket?
No, we're all just happy to see you.
Eventually.
Guys, it's a bad time to say I have an itch on my nose.
Can't really help you.
Yeah, you hear Martin go, "Quiet! You're not allowed to talk." And then he turns back towards Ramona as they're both back to talking. And Lorelai, you see Soleil takes a moment. Roll another act under pressure for me for Soleil. With a -1.
I have to Metal Gear this.
With a -1.
Okay, where is the act under pressure? I gotta scroll up a bit. See, that's why you always go with a plan B, just in case plan A fucking fails.
Yeah.
That's all you do. Hey, you know what? So. Proud of you all for coming up with a plan B. That's progress. Anyway. Ooh.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hey, Lorelai, would you like to use that last reroll?
Yes!
We have one.
Yes.
Okay, go for it. You no longer have any rerolls.
-1.
Okay. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna make this a mixed success. How am I gonna make this a little bit problematic for you? I think what happens is Lorelai is pulling the coin, kind of like trying to fly with it, but it's so heavy. And that's when Ramona will look towards it and immediately snap, and you just see this wave of psychic energy just slap Soleil away, so she turns into pixie dust and fades away. But again, don't worry, you can always resummon her. But the coin drops, and Ramona will walk towards it and pick it up. This must be very important. And she will look towards you three on the ground and walk over. Tell me, what's this coin do?
I can't move my head. Can you come a little closer?
She will nod and walk over and accommodate you and show you the coin.
Looks like a coin.
Very astute. Never mind, I won't ask you anything ever again. And she's just walking away from you, Mickey.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was also on her part for listening.
Yeah. She learned. She learns. She will look towards Cecily and A.
Listen, that coin doesn't mean anything. There's nothing to it. Absolutely, certainly nothing magical or special about it.
Oh my god. I hope it
definitely won't do anything. Just keep it in your hand.
Just keep it in your hand.
Don't drop it.
I would like I'm gonna assume that this is kind of like a help out of sorts. So Cecily, go ahead and roll a help out action.
She's going
use to charm.
Charm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh boy, does she help!
So that adds a plus one and does not put you at risk, if I remember correctly. So, yeah. A, go ahead and roll manipulate someone, no longer with a minus one because of the plus one.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Do I do the thing now?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that.
Annabelle's like hands are out. Like, do I do the thing? Wait, let him cook.
There it is.
You can't hear me.
Oh, fuck me.
And we're out of rerolls.
Shit.
How much luck have you used?
I've used three luck so far. Do it.
I've got one luck.
You know what? We're getting to the end of this. Why not? I'm going to use a luck point.
Go big or go home.
All right. Use a luck point, which means it's a full success. What are you hoping this will do?
I'm hoping she's not, because she didn't believe us with the keys, that she's also not going to believe us about the coin and actually toss it on the ground to see what it does.
Uh-huh. So she gets sucked into it. No.
She will look towards the coin, kind of move it in her hand. The symbol here on the front. It's a hell gate, isn't it?
No, it's just a coin.
Interesting. So you continue to lie to me.
I just really wouldn't throw it on the ground.
Why not? Where does it lead, Hellspawn?
It might really mess up your plans.
Where will it lead, Hellspawn, since you know much about this Hellgate?
Would you believe a bar?
A bar?
Yeah.
Why on earth do you have a coin that just goes to a bar?
A has a drinking problem.
You are.
It's kind of the opposite of those AA coins.
It's just an A coin.
This is actually a really good wordplay, right?
You basically gave me a bump at a set. I had to spike it.
I'm sure we're upsetting somebody out there. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, but this is too good to pass up.
I'm not sorry.
Thank you for that setup. That was perfect.
Why on earth?
I'm not gonna lie to you. It opens doors.
What kind of doors? Be specific.
The kinds we don't want you to walk through. I kind of glance over the door that they're blocking.
It opens those.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. Starts to walk towards the door. What do you want to do?
I don't know. She's just watching and like crying, like, oh god, what's happening?
Her fingertips are glowing, like, oh my god, what do I do?
What do you think?
What?
Hold it. Hold your fire.
Laura, do I do it? Do I not?
Oh, Lorelai god. Will just have her hand like out, telling her to just wait just a couple more minutes because she wants to see if the bitch actually
works. Yeah, sure.
Now, A. Here's the problem with this. Eddie, the owner of the coin, did not tell you specifically if only you can use the coin. So this is a gamble.
He's calling heads.
And because it's a gamble, I would like you to make a luck roll. You have currently how much luck used?
I used 4.
So that means you have a minus 2, or a minus 1 to your roll. Plus the minus 1 for the scene, so a minus 2. I would like you to make roll 2d6. And if it's a successful lucky roll, not a mixed success.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
I'm not looking at it yet.
Yeah, that's
so I haven't seen
wrong dice.
No, that was
that's,
2d8.
Oh, that's fine. Sorry. Here's what I'm going to say. Don't roll it yet. Let me finish my statement, okay. Sir.
Okay. Sorry.
It's fine.
He was like, fate, let's go.
let's gamble, baby. Anyway, here's the deal. A mixed success will not cut it. It needs to be a full success. At a mixed success, nothing will happen, but you won't be put more at risk. Okay?
So
here's the deal.
What was my... Uh-huh.
You have a minus 1 with the minus 1 for the scene, so that's a minus 2.
Okay.
So you have to roll perfect sixes.
You will have...
Yeah, I know.
So if it is a mixed success, nothing bad will happen, but the thing you want will not quite happen either. Okay? If it is a full success, the thing you want to happen will happen. Because this is a gamble, because you do not know that this works.
Okay.
That's the point. If it's a fail, you will be put at risk. Now you can give me the question.
When I rolled the roll before, the luck roll.
Yes.
The manipulate someone, was that for something else?
That was to get her to believe the lie that you're doing. And she does. So that's why she's going to try it. But the point of this role is because you do not know if this coin will work in her hands or if it will work in your hands.
This is this is for the coin itself.
This is a gamble of the coin doing what you want it to do. Does that make sense? Because yes. you never clarify. You want me to do an actual coin flip?
I like your odds better with a coin flip, personally.
You know what? With a coin flip, yeah. I think so.
If you trust me with the coin flip, then I will do a coin flip.
Go for it.
I need a coin. 1 second, please. You know what? I will roll a d6 and give the same odds. I will let you pick odds or evens.
This is you, man. This is you.
Yeah.
Odds.
Odds. Odds, the thing you want to happen will happen. Evens, the thing I want to happen will happen. Now, this means this is the difference. If you fail, you're at risk. So that there's a higher chance of failure, technically. Because remember, with that mixed success, it would have failed, but no, you wouldn't have been put at risk. It would have been just brushed off. Are you sure you want to do it this way?
Considering, yeah, there was only one chance of success on the D12s, right. Or D6s. Yeah.
Odds?
Definitely. Odds.
She flips the coin. It lands, and nothing happens for a moment. And then the door to Eddie's bar appears.
You called heads!
I rolled a 5.
Let's fucking go! Let's go!
Dan, good call.
Oh my god, guys, I couldn't breathe.
Holy shit.
I couldn't breathe. I'm not gonna lie. I was
grabbing onto my desk.
I was grabbing my face and suffocating myself.
Hold on, let me bow for you because that was a good acting on my part. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Was that good acting on my part? Are you happy?
Yeah,
are you
satisfied? Really, you got me there.
That was, yeah.
Thank
that,
you.
Yeah, that was
I had you in the first half, got it.
Not gonna lie.
Still got it, babies. Let's go. Anyway.
Once you got him, sir.
So, the door opens, and of course, the three of you are still trapped. So you're still wrapped up in the magic. But both of them look and just kind of like they were expecting the door to open, not another door to appear.
Uh huh. I didn't lie. I said a door will open.
Uh huh.
I also said it was going to be a bar.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, Iggy told the truth.
Iggy did tell the truth. She just They just kind of like look towards it. Huh, it actually did go to a bah.
And I just take a deep breath and I yell, and hopefully the bar will hear this, Rumble!
Oh, my sweet baby angel. Let me remind you that you already summoned everyone out of the bar.
What?
Let's see what happens here.
You already summoned everyone out of the bar. Remember this. You had them all go into a rumble on one of your doors.
Yeah.
Do you not recall this?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
I do.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Maybe?
Clearly, I don't think Sam does. It was like one of the first stores he went to. You did this.
Oh shit! Yes. Right.
There it is.
Didn't everybody go back in?
No, they're all roaming around and causing mayhem. So here's the deal. It's gonna be a luck roll.
Oh my god.
So here's the deal. I'm not gonna make it so bad. Actually, I'm gonna keep on this fun music. Why not? It's not that big of an issue. Here's the deal. A mixed success, you'll get a few people. A full success, you'll get a lot of people. At least the amount that was original. They all went back home and they're all like, what happened? So even Eddie will show up. On a full success. On a mixed success, a few bruisers will show up. Okay? On a fail, no one shows up. Sound like a fair deal?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good.
Are you sure? It didn't sound like it was. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my minus is all right now.
It's a minus one.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Okay, with another minus one, so minus two.
Fuck.
Is there anything we can do to get rid of this minus two?
No, because it's for the scene. It was a dice of destiny.
It was a dice of destiny, so that's why.
Once again, I've got to roll perfect sixes.
Hold on.
But there is a chance that bruisers will still show up. So
that's true.
It's not as much of a failure chance. This is not as big stakes.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe.
Oh, hey, another dice of destiny.
Maybe Lorelai and Belle can come up with.
It's a bunk down. That's not great.
Fuck me.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
All
right. I am a gracious. Hey, listen, babies. I love you. I'm a gracious DM. I will not allow it to apply to this role.
Okay.
I have an idea in case things don't work.
It doesn't work. Okay.
Belle's fingers are itching and they're starting to
Sammy
burn.
Sammy has been gracious and following my rules and being a gracious player, so I will be a gracious GM.
Okay.
Same rules apply.
Thank you.
It is a minus two. Roll 2d6 for me.
Okay.
Everyone else stop helping for a minute.
Yep.
For just 1 second.
One. All right, start helping.
I said a minute. Oof.
Ouch.
No, that tracks. That tracks.
Like, it all really right, does.
Time for Bill's idea.
Yeah, that really does track, and that's why
just
I'm
crickets.
Like, oh, God.
It's dead silent. As they look towards the door, and they look towards you again. Well, something's supposed to happen.
I guess the bar is closed.
And that's when the memory hits you, eh? That they're already out of the bar.
Last call?
So what does Bell do?
So seeing that he just suddenly yelled, which made no sense because Lorelai just told me that they weren't going to be at the bar because they weren't there. She's going to teleport in front of the door.
Ooh.
To kind of like make it that it's delayed.
Okay.
So I have to roll.
Yeah.
This is going so well.
For the minus
one. Going
swimmingly.
Yeah. We'll So it's a
success.
No, it's a fail.
Six.
Yeah.
And it technically is the bump down, so the bump down gets used. So that means something weirder is going to happen.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What?
Oh, where did Belle go? Okay.
Yeah.
I am being granted gifts today. On this auspicious
Big
day.
Goes, oh, you must be one of A's friends.
In this auspicious day. Okay. You are going to teleport there. Yeah. But the transportation's going to take you a little longer, so it's almost like it's loading. And so they're going to look towards that yellow circle, see you show up, and immediately magical wrap around you as you go, ha! And magic wraps around you.
And we lost
it. Last call, right? She'll just say it.
Oh, who's your friend? And she just smiles towards you, eh?
What? I don't know her.
She'll believe you with your manipulate someone that you did before. She'll go, oh. Hello, new friend. You have entered a wrong territory, I'm sorry to say. Lorelai.
Well, I mean, she has nothing to do with this, so I suppose you probably just let her go.
Oh no, we have protocol for civilians that wander in. You didn't know that? No. Oh dear.
Stop lying. Just tell them I have the rest of the fucking keys.
Roll a manipulate someone, Annabelle, with a -1.
Love that.
I love how much you all are still trying. This is fantastic, and I'm proud of it. No, I'm not. It's not trying to be degrading or anything.
So it's a 14.
Okay. I am really fucking proud of all of you for trying.
Because I technically do have the rest of them.
She does.
Yes, you do.
The fake ones.
The fake ones, amazing. Yes.
I love it so
Do
much.
You have the advanced success for manipulate someone or no?
How do I know?
We added it to your sheet. Let me look at your sheet really quick. Hold on.
Yeah, let me double it. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay, got it. Okay. Oh, yeah, you have kick some ass and help out. Got it. Okay, so... with that, she'll look towards it, and then Martin will kind of just, like, cross his arms. I'm getting very annoyed. Produce them now, please. Or I won't any longer.
I mean, you have me tied up so I can't give them to you.
Then I'll just happily reach into your pocket.
Wow, you're very forward.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why?
Not with that dinner first.
Not! And he glares towards you both.
Cecily's like, do you think it would be so easy to just take magical keys from someone without them giving them to you? Do you want to be toaster caked the moment you lay fingers on them?
You can see his rage is forming. He's just getting angrier. And you can feel also Iggy. It's affecting the magic that's surrounding you and almost kind of squeezing you a little bit tighter. Oh, we can hear you through August, Mike, but we can't hear you.
Yeah. It was perfect, too, because it was the distance.
Yeah, it was off screen.
Ow, please stop making a mad. Ow.
He just clenches and unclenches his fists. I am tired of these games.
Okay, fine. Take them, then.
Lorelai, do you want to do anything?
Now let them handle it.
Oh, wow!
No, I love it. It's so Lorelai.
That is very Lorelai.
So many memories.
Lorelai is just sitting here with Amy, just watching the shit show.
Amy's like nervously looking between you and the scene that's happening, and back to you, and wondering what the fuck do we do?
What was the name of the poem you wrote way back when? All my friends are idiots.
Yep, all my friends are idiots. No, I think while that's happening, Lorelai is actually texting. People.
Who are you texting?
She texted her werewolf family. I think I'm calling the pack.
Oh, you haven't called them yet. Interesting. Yeah. So you text Sierra?
Yep.
Okay. We'll see how that plays out. He will move towards you, Martin. Will move towards you, Annabelle, and just like glare towards you. Don't make this weird. You're underage. And just moves to go grab the keys.
I'm 18, thank you.
Underage for me.
Wow, you're old then.
He just growls a bit
Please
towards you.
Ow.
He will grab the fake keys. So he now holds on to the fake keys and he'll move away from you. And then he'll look towards you, Cecily. See, nothing happened.
Okay, I just
didn't he touched to just in the background quietly.
Ow.
Pain.
He will look towards he's just gonna start counting the keys, and then he'll hand them to Ramona. Ramona will take them, as well as the one key that, of course, they do have, and will place them away. And then she just, like, smiles towards you all. So, that was a lot more work than it needed to be. And I'm sorry, but we're not quite done.
Oh, shame.
You didn't think we could just let you go, did you?
I mean,
I'm not going anywhere, so...
That's true.
I understand if you're scared and don't want me to, you know, punch you in the face again.
Well, you punched him in the face. You kicked him in the face, which is fine and fair.
Yeah, and it made an improvement.
He's, again, clenches his fist.
Ow. Oh, guys, come on. We already established this.
I will say, you are enraging him a lot. I need to roll something out for him.
I know.
Oh, boy. Okay. He steps next to a tree, and he slams his fist into it, and the tree basically cracks in half. And he's just glaring towards you as he is now fully enraged. He's like, please let me kill them, Ramona. And Ramona just looks towards him. Lilith wouldn't like that. And he just glares, they've made a fool of me for long enough.
They need our help.
Oh!
You are restrained.
On the inside, A is enjoying the whole Iggy thing, just because it's internal revenge for all the fuckboy camp comments.
But here's the problem. The rage this time will be directed towards you as he steps towards you.
Damn it.
His feet making craters in the ground below him as he stomps.
Oh.
And he is going to lift his fist, and he is going to bring it down. I'm going to roll another thing. Thankfully, you have an ally in the area, and you, as you kind of, like, flinch a bit, preparing for the punch that you saw destroyed a fucking tree, you hear a clash as you see, standing over you is Amy with her long sword, and she is basically just growling towards this individual, and just looks down towards you. Stop being a fucking idiot! And just glares towards you. Or do you want to die? And just kind of like shoves the guy off. And just like looks towards everyone. And I don't know how to turn this magic shit off, so stop it! And she just glares towards you, eh? You're getting ripped a new one by your sister.
I can't see, guys. You just came in.
The hotter one.
Oh, the hot one.
Hey.
I mean,
so Hina, I had a question.
Ask me a question.
Can Cecily kind of just close her eyes and focus on her connection magic and see if she can sever the connections of the psychic bonds that are holding her?
I think that's a good try. Again, don't forget your minus. So roll weird with a minus one.
Okay.
As Amy has now forced herself into this situation.
Nine.
That is a mixed success. You are able to sever some of it. But here's the thing. You can feel with your connections magic. This man is basically going berserk. So he is probably the most powerful he has been. And so, not only do you feel his, you feel Amy's protective nature. And Amy feels like she could grow in power as well.
Ooh. Can Cecily use her connection magic now that she's connected to Amy and use badass magic and bolster Amy to be like
first Hulk? Nice.
Okay. Go ahead and roll badass magic. So go ahead. I will say go ahead and roll a That would be plus weird again. So go ahead and roll plus weird.
Minus one still, though, right?
Yes. Ugh. Oh,
woof.
That's okay. It does. I'm going to say that it's not going to weaken her, but you're going to have to try again for sure. Okay. So it's gonna kind of tire you out for a moment. So you're not going to be able, you lose the connection. So you'll have to bring that connection back. But,
Oh, I was going to say, when Cecily feels it not work, yes. Maybe she'll, like, whisper over to A and be like, hey, think of Amy and all of your connections, your childhood, all of your happy memories. I need that energy now.
wait. What?
Just think of your childhood with Amy.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Hang on. All right. Anything. I'm thinking of them.
A, do me a solid. Roll me a sharp check really quick. A sharp check.
Okay.
Just for funsies for me.
Okay. That's an 8.
With that, you know how Amy works. Amy is not bolstered by camaraderie, except for maybe by her soldiers. She is, when it comes to you, she is motivated by how angry she is with what you have done.
I don't think happiness is the answer.
She's like, whatever makes her stronger.
Hey, what do you want to do to try and bolster Amy's strength?
Amy!
Amy just glares towards you as she's holding up the sword. What?!
I heard Martin hates Sanrio.
I just learned of that! What do you mean?
I don't know. He just said he doesn't like Sanrio. He thinks all the characters are stupid.
Roll a manipulate someone. She thinks all
Annabelle glares at Martin because she heard that.
Doesn't even need to know if it's a lie or not.
No, her eyes are like even starting to glow.
Yes. So,
well, I don't get the advance, but that's cool. That's fine. The minus one.
Amy will look towards Martin. I just made her as a friend. How fucking dare you? And just shoves him off and then brings down her sword as quickly as possible. Cuts into his hands as he blocks it. As he's just like glaring up towards this individual. You still, of course, have Ramona. So, Lorelai, you have summoned your family. Thank goodness you did something, because Jesus Christ, this is going wild.
Go team, yay!
You all here in the forest, three howls all go off. You see two werewolves fully formed rush out, both Sierra and Lorelai's mom rush out of the forest and attack Ramona. And then you see a little pup. Also,
Jeff, I enjoy Pup.
Pup is actually going to move towards your friends and will look towards the magic and go, I can help. And then tries to bite at the magic. It's not working. He's just up.
Oh my hero.
He's a little guy trying his best.
He's the best. I love
him. He's just a little guy. But, Lorelai, your dad's also here, too, so that's helpful. As your dad will run over and just look towards the magic that's holding your friends down and goes, oh, God, that's not helpful. Magic. I haven't done magic in a while. Excuse me, I will try my best. And then he will pull out a book, and you see him just start to read and wave his hand, and all of your bindings have vanished as Pup is still biting at the nothing there.
I'll give him a head pat for doing a great ass job.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I high five his paw. I'm like, good job, buddy.
High five with the paw.
Yeah.
And then he'll go run behind his dad.
As soon as Iggy's free, he clicks his button and goes into Skull Rider mode.
Excellent.
Okay. I am getting really annoyed, and we are going to have a talk later about freaking pissing off people. It was biting me. Okay, what's going on right now? So Ramona is currently
defending herself against Lorelai's mom and sister.
Okay, and not Martin.
Martin is now currently defending himself against a very enraged Amy.
Oh my God. Iggy is gonna fucking go for fucking punch in the face of Martin.
Okay, go ahead and roll some kicks some ass. Right,
yes.
Okay. Don't forget your minus one.
Yep.
The scene has not shifted yet.
Shell. 10.
A 10. What do you want to do? Like, tell me which steps are, conditions are picking.
So, he will, like, kneel down. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, right now, look at the conditions again.
Yeah, you gotta look at the conditions.
Yeah, I got, I am gonna suffer even extra harm. He's gonna inflict extra harm.
Okay, I think you get to pick 3 things. Double check that.
Okay.
On a full success.
On a 10, it's just 1 extra effect.
Oh, it's just 1 extra? Thank you. Okay. So... how much harm does your punch do?
Let's see. According to the badge, we established this as 2 harm, so 3 harm total.
3 harm total? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just drawing the harm boxes for him. Thank you.
And I'm hoping this, like, at least knocks him down because Iggy has something to say.
It is not enough to knock him down, but it will definitely do some damage. And, of course, I get to retaliate because... kicking ass always has a retaliation. So as you do punch him in the face, he will let out a roar of rage as he just slams into both you and Amy. And I will say you will take... you have armor, right? You have 1 armor, naturally?
Yeah.
You will take 2 harm reduced to 1. So it will push you back just a little bit. Amy will also take the 1 harm. So I'm going to mark Amy's harm currently.
Iggy, will can I still say something to him?
Yeah.
All right. You know, ever since this whole thing started, ever since I started growing the strength, I've been holding myself back because I'm afraid if I can do it, I could hurt someone. But you, big guy, you seems like you could take it. So I get to do something I've rarely been able to do. And he cracks his knuckles and cut loose.
Amy will ready her sword as she stands beside you.
And you can join too, Amy.
I was hoping so. Apparently this individual does not like Sanrio, and that's what one of my new friends likes. That's just kind of clear.
What is your problem with Cinnabunny?
Cinnabon.
I'm sorry.
It's cinnamon roll, but that's okay. You guys are cute. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Cinnamon roll, yeah.
Yeah. We're both like, excuse
me. It's my favorite one.
I know that's
I like my melody.
Well, whoop-dee like... fucking do!
That's what he said.
I'm a Batsmaro fan myself.
Yeah, all right, whoop-dee do. All right.
He's my favorite.
As too. The battle begins, we're going to take our last break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know.